Benin has conferred on President Mahama its highest national award, the Great Cross of the National Order of Benin. The ceremony took place side by side, a gala dinner held in honor of President Mahama. The award is in recognition of President Mahama's contribution to the deepening and consolidation of democracy in Ghana. In his acceptance speech, President Mahama dedicated the award to all Ghanaians and also paid tribute to his predecessors who began it all. Pascaline Adadevo again reports.
The gala dinner was attended by key government officials of Benin, members of the diplomatic corps, and a cross-section of Beninois. Before the feast was the decoration ceremony. The Great Cross of the National Order of Benin is the highest award of that country. President John Mahama is the recipient of this award because of his role in deepening democracy in Ghana. An extraordinary citation preceded the award.
Mesdames, Messieurs, les membres de la délégation de la République du Ghana, Excellence, Monsieur le Président de la République du Ghana, honorable récipiendaire.
President Mahama was decorated with a red and yellow sash and a medal which was placed on the breast pocket of his suit by his brother, President Yayi Boni. Humbled by the award, President Mahama paid tribute to his predecessors who worked hard to give meaning to democracy by ensuring that it worked.
My acceptance and receipt of this award and honor would, however, not be complete without recognizing those whose support and contribution have made it possible for this to happen today. In particular, I would wish to pay tribute to all my predecessors who laid the foundation for democracy to thrive and flourish in Ghana.
President Mahama said as a trailblazer for the rest of Africa, Ghana will continue on the path of democratic governance and the rule of law.
Ghana has come a very long way from the early 1980s when the political landscape was plagued by military coup d'etats. Twice in the space of 4 years, democratically elected governments were overthrown by military adventures. It is sad to note that before that time, the Republic of Benin had also had its fair share of military interventions. Between 1960 and 1972, there was a rapid succession of coup d'etats in the Republic. It is therefore gratifying to note that currently our two countries have embraced democracy and democratic governance as the surest way of bringing about progress and economic development to our impoverished people.
Prior to the gala, the two presidents held a private meeting at the Presidential Palace. From Cotonou, Benin, Pascaline Adadevo for Radio Ghana.